Welcome everyone to episode 116. 116 episodes of Bike Club Show. This is Eileen.
This is Lynn.
This is Stephanie.
This is Shannon.
And this is Josh.
And we have the entire crew back. Sorry we were gone for a week, but Lynn and I were gone. Oh, Shannon was gone too. We were all in Vegas for CES. So I feel like those are... I don't even want to think about that show anymore. That was like, that was hell.
No need.
Let's feel your pain.
Yeah, let's just, we were gone, so sorry. Came home to a wonderful episode of Vampire Diaries that we didn't get to recap last week, but we will this week, along with the episode that just aired. So, so excited to talk about that, because it's such a good show. But before we get to that, this is Bike Club Show, where each week we sink our teeth into your favorite fantastic shows. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/Bike Club Show, our website, bikeclubshow.com. Email us, bikeclubshow@gmail.com, and we're also on Twitter at Bike Club Show. Now, we start each and every week with our wine selection of the week, and Stephanie is here to save the day. I've had some wine, but I didn't jot it down. I'm sorry. But Stephanie is able to talk about something, right?
Yeah. I picked up this wine last night while walking around Whole Foods, and it was, this is a French wine. It's called Vieux Papes, and I might be saying it wrong. Eileen, can you pronounce that? You were just in France.
Rouge Pop. Rouge?
It's a rouge.
We should ask a listener to, you know, who knows how to bounce it to French. Send an MP3. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, this wine was on sale. It said it was like one of the most popular wines right now in France. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it was the right price, $6.99. And I was just looking for something to go along with dinner while watching The Vampire Diaries. And so I did drink the whole bottle with my fiance, and it wasn't bad. It was like your standard table wine. Not too much to say about it other than it went down well. Was pretty smooth, and you know, I wouldn't say there's anything too special about it, and so I just give it, you know, maybe like three fangs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's like okay. I wouldn't say it's very memorable, but you know, if you're looking for a cheapish wine at Whole Foods, this is a pretty solid. It's gonna go down well.
Nice. I actually had some cognac during The Vampire Diaries. I thought of Damon. I always think of Damon whenever I drink, you know, more harder liquor. You know, like, well. This is to Damon, is what I said. All right. Well, we got a lot to recap, so let's go ahead and get into our news. And by news, there's only one thing I really want to talk about. Other than, I guess, Underworld is out. I don't know if anybody's going to watch that. I haven't had any time to go to the movies, but I hope
wanted
to see that.
I wanted to watch it, but I've been reading some kind of negative reviews.
Oh, really?
No.
Like, it's kind of boring. Like, it'll appease the hardcore fans, but it doesn't really bring anything new to the table. And with that said, though, like, I haven't seen it myself, but I still want to see it.
Just,
you know, it's not like I'm rushing to the theater like we did for Breaking Dawn.
Yeah, me neither. All right. Well, one piece of news that we have before we recap Being Human and The Vampire Diaries is that there is a still of Johnny Depp. Now, Dark Shadows is a vampire, soap opera / vampire show that originated in the 60s. And there is a new movie out that's going to be directed by Tim Burton. And surprise, Johnny Depp is in it. And Johnny plays the vampire. There's a still here of him looking like the character Barnaby Collins, I believe, is the name of the character. What do we think of this, the vampire Depp?
So creepy. Oh, my gosh. I'm just seeing it for the first time right now.
He looks like a black-haired, shorter nails Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
With really long fingernails.
All he needs is some scissors on his hands.
Right.
He looks just like Edward Scissorhands.
What is up with his fingernails?
What do you mean about the fingernails?
They're just so long and sharp, and I wonder if, like...
Creepy.
If he clips them, do they grow back? I mean... They're so long. It makes his fingers look 10 times longer than they are.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Burton has a style, so I'm not surprised that we all have this reaction to it being somewhat similar to Edward Scissorhands. But yeah, it's like the makeup is almost, it's like just a slightly more subdued version of Edward Scissorhands, right? In a way.
Yeah.
If you guys click on it says like you can see the entire cast. It looks like, I don't know if you guys have Entertainment Weekly magazine. It has the full cast in front, and Michelle Pfeiffer is in it too.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. At first I thought it was maybe Pam from True Blood. but then I was like, wait, no, that's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow.
Okay. That picture kind of reminds me of the Addams Family.
Yes.
Yep.
We shall see when it comes out.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't typically like Tim Burton movies anymore, but I will go see this. So, I'm interested anyways. This is the first time I think Johnny Depp has been a vampire in any kind of film, right?
He's never been. So, yeah.
He's been weird things, but never a vampire. Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. Well, that's it for our news. We're sorry we didn't gather any Twilight, True Blood, or Vampire Diaries news for this show, but we're lagging in our recap, so we should just delve in that. The premiere for season 2 of the U.S. version of Being Human just happened, and Stephanie, Shannon, and myself watched that very first episode. Dude, I'm so excited to see these guys back. It was a crazy episode. Lots of things are happening to Aiden, Josh, and Sally, and Nora. Shannon, before we started recording our show, it starts a little bit with Nora and Josh. I don't think she's pregnant. Am I delusional in this? What do you guys still think she's pregnant? Because this was the cliffhanger. We're like, is she pregnant or is she not pregnant?
Yeah. Unclear, like totally unclear. They referenced it, but I wasn't sure. I think they were focusing more on like, is she a werewolf or is she not?
Right.
Yeah, that was really weird to me because in the last season, we saw at one point when she fell to the ground in pain, and we all thought, oh, it's because of the baby that's inside her is probably mm-hmm. changing into a werewolf or something is going on, mm-hmm. you know, down in her womb. But in this episode, they barely even mention the fact that she had possibly gotten pregnant from Josh. So I have to wonder if now all the pain that she was feeling in the first season was because of what we saw at the end of the first episode of season 2, which was very interesting when she was in the car.
Well, yeah, I feel like she did lose the babies or the puppies. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, like you said, it is just, I mean, we'll see. It was really, really vague. I thought they would be a little bit more clear with this, but, you know, they showed her stomach had, like really briefly had scars, but they didn't say anything like, oh, how are you feeling? You know, it was more as if she wasn't pregnant anymore. So I don't know. I don't think she's pregnant, you guys.
Yeah, maybe she did lose them.
Yeah. And now it's more just about her. Now she got scratched, we know, and she didn't tell Josh. And in the entire episode, she was reading on the folklore and she kept saying, it's just because I want to know what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And then she wanted to go with him out in the woods. And he's just like, what are you talking about? You can't go with me. I don't want you to go out there. You've already seen. She's like, but I've seen you already. I want to see what happens. And if I were Josh, I would have been feeling like, well, I could kill you accidentally. So no, you don't go with me out in mm-hmm. the woods. But the entire time she's just concealing that she thinks she's going to turn. And that scene that you're referencing, Shannon, at the end, she drives him to the woods and then she hears him turn and she's like, has a minute of pause, like, oh, thank God I didn't turn. And then she turned.
And then it happens.
Yeah, that was pretty violent. Like, I was like, get out of that seatbelt. Take that seatbelt
off. Yeah, it was scary. She had her muzzle start coming out and her hands. And it was kind of creepy watching the change because they do such a good job of it. But at the same time, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared for her.
And she changed faster than, I mean, Josh was in transition, but he heard the cry and started running mm-hmm. and he was still in his human form. And yeah, kind of crazy. And then, of course, he gets shot by
the vampire guy, right?
Yeah, one of the vampire guys, Hageman.
Did we mention the fact that Nora has moved in with Josh now and she was like trying to get in with Sally?
Oh, I thought that was so cute.
Oh, yeah, they're cute. Yeah, they're becoming friends, right? I didn't realize that she couldn't see her. But I guess I'm thinking now that she's changed and she is a werewolf, that she will be able to see Sally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Yeah. But yeah, I just loved how she was trying to convince Sally to go to her 10-year reunion. And then she was ended up talking, you know, she had convinced Sally, and then Sally left the room, and Nora was still just talking to herself. It was so funny.
Yeah. So what do we think about Sally's storyline and the reunion and the door and her dreams and things like that? I mean, it was kind of like a meh plot to me. What did you think?
Yeah, not as memorable or as it doesn't pull me in as much as the werewolf story or the vampire story right now. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm the same way. I'm really enjoying Josh and Nora and their whole storyline because I just love relationships. But the only thing that I really found interesting about Sally's storyline is after she came home from the high school reunion and meeting up with those other two dead people from her high school life, when she saw her door in her dream, because that kid told her about how she can dream. And she opened it up, and that shadow creature came out and basically...
It's pretty scary.
Her. Yeah. I was like, what is that? Poltergeist or a devil demon thing? I don't know.
But if it's a dream, right. Is it a premonition kind of thing? Or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Ooh. Weird. And then, it was just... I don't know. It was just interesting to me to see her... she needs a storyline, right? And she's going to need to talk to ghosts. So, okay, that works. Now, Aiden, obviously, is the anchor of the whole thing because his storyline is, hey, the Queen Mother is in town now, and she's going to anoint who is in charge of all of Boston, vampires. And she doesn't choose Aiden. She chooses her daughter. And there's something weird about her daughter. We haven't realized. We haven't met the daughter yet. And there's also all these like younglings, these young vampires or orphans, I think is what they call them, that are running the streets, and they're kind of, you know, they're hungry and they're just unruly. And Aiden's been trying to protect them. And this group of vampires, you know, with the elders, they're thinking that they're just going to kill them all and get rid of them because they're a problem.
Where did all of these baby vamps come from? I don't remember.
Oh, what's his face who died?
The blonde guy?
Yeah. Bishop.
Bishop.
Bishop yeah. Turnall. Yes. He was making his own little army, remember?
Yeah. And right. Because Aiden killed Bishop, he assumed responsibility for all of Bishop's little underlings, whatever they are called.
Right.
This kind of reminds me of True Blood with the fact that they anoint sheriffs for different areas in the South.
Oh, yeah.
How this woman is, this queen bee, I guess you could call her, is anointing the controllers for Boston.
Right. And so Aiden eventually is second in command, she says, and commands him to help her daughter, who we haven't seen yet. And there's a question about the mother's daughter and her sanity and whether or not she can actually rule appropriately. And the mother says, she's fine. She's fine. So,
yeah, so what happened with her kid, her daughter? I wonder what she did.
I think we're going to find out in the next episode what the deal is with the daughter. I like the scene, though, at the end when Aiden was trying to fight off those orphans and mother had to come and help. And she just she just used her hands, her fingers, and went and just chopped off those.
And she has fingernails like Johnny Depp.
She does. She does, and that's what they do. I guess if you're old enough, like, whoop, can kill those young vampires. I mean, honestly, that was a lot to handle, and they were going to take a lot of work, and there probably wasn't enough people to help them grow into a vampire of, I don't know, appropriateness. I don't know what you call it. But this is interesting because, you know, this hierarchy is now coming into play, and I'm wondering how much trouble Aiden's going to get with this daughter, and how much, you know, he's, oh, and they wanted, And also the mother wanted to kill Josh because they didn't want Aiden having any distractions. Mm-hmm. And so that's at the end of the episode. You see Hageman shoot, but he only shoots him in the shoulder.
Well, there's a second shot, but then the screen goes dark and
we don't know.
We don't know what happened, but I'm hoping and I'm guessing that Nora came and saved the day.
Me too. Yeah.
Werewolf form. That would be awesome.
And there's the cliffhanger. Plus, we saw scenes of Josh in other episodes, so it's like...
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine, yeah. He'll just be wounded for a bit, and all will be okay. So, all right. That is our recap of Being Human, Episode 1, Season 2. Very excited to have them back, and we'll be talking more about them as the season progresses. But now... let's move on to the first of our two Vampire Diaries recaps. This is for Season 3, Episode 11, Our Town. Now, I wasn't doing any drinking while watching this episode, but if I was, I would be completely drunk because I would have been drinking for Caroline. Like, how many times do I think Caroline is going to die in this episode? I thought this was goodbye.
This was the closest she's ever come to, like, really, really dying.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you guys think it? I don't know why. Maybe I was just exhausted or whatever, but I actually kind of thought, wow, they might do away with a character. No?
And I would just hate Tyler so much. Like, just for everything, like for being a D-bag, for being so snotty, for treating Caroline bad, and then for ultimately like biting her or scratching her, whatever he did to
I couldn't believe he did that. I was so mad at him when he bit her. I was like, oh, he, because I thought he wasn't compelled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him either, but he was not. You know, he's not in control of himself.
Yeah,
so
he tried not to. He told Klaus no, but he can't help it.
Yeah, I mean, what we can be mad, or what I feel I can be mad at him about, is not thinking that Klaus, you know, thinking that it's safe for him to be around Caroline like that. Like, thinking that, oh, well, I told Klaus no, so obviously nothing bad is going to happen. When he knows how powerful Klaus is and that the compulsion could maybe... do something like that, like, you know, he could say no, but he can't actually not do it. But then again, he's not the brightest bulb in the world, so maybe we can't expect him to think through
he's
that.
He's still a hormonal teenager, above all of that, so
yeah,
without too many life experiences. So
right.
I think that he just thought, oh, Klaus can't control me. It's like, really, stupid? Come on.
Right.
But I don't know. What do you think about now at the end with Klaus, giving her his blood and giving that speech about there's so much life to live and all of this stuff, and then giving her that bracelet at the end? I mean, do you think Caroline, what do you think she's thinking about Klaus at this point? I kind of felt like maybe she might soften towards him. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. I feel like she's still unconvinced and still doesn't trust him. But at the same time, like, I think in time I could see her coming to consider Klaus a little bit more, just because, you know, he did save her life. And also, I mean, we got to think about, what are Klaus's intentions here? Like, is he
trying to mac on her?
Yeah. Or is he just lonely?
I think he just wants another person, you know, lonely, partially in his debt. You know, I think that's all it is. I don't think there's an ounce of goodness or even interest in her. I don't think. You know, other than as
more towards like companionship, because he doesn't have Stefan anymore. He doesn't have his family anymore. And at this point, he's pretty lonely. And also, he's trying to get back at Stefan. So Caroline is his friend.
True.
So
she does look kind of like a sister.
Mm-hmm.
She does. Yeah, so, you're right.
Could be. I don't know. It could go either way. But I'm sure he's got some sort of motive.
Klaus has a motive.
Yeah, I just don't feel like that he's got so much more experience than her in, you know, just living as long as he has, that as a companion, they would be so unequal. That's the only reason I doubt that. I just think it's more manipulation on his part. But you know what bothered me about that scene? I was like, why did the mom let Klaus just go in there alone? Why was she not, you know, hovering over the whole time? I mean, of course, it was much more dramatic with Klaus sitting on the bed there and whispering to her, you know, in speech mode, but I was like, where's the mom? Damn it.
Well, they're both supernaturals. They can handle themselves. You know, something, you know, bad happens. The mom really can't do anything.
Yeah, you know? She can't. And at this point, Caroline was dying. So,
right. Exactly. So Klaus was the only, savior kind of.
Oh, no, not that he couldn't save her, but why would she let Klaus, you know, be alone with her? With her dog.
Oh, the supernaturals, they have their own business talk.
It's a supernatural thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't think Caroline is a companion to Klaus. I think she's going to be one of the part of his scheme later on. He also saved. Well, his blood also saved Damon, but Damon, I mean, granted, it was going through Stefan, who, you know, then gone through all that, all the drama with him. But I don't think Damon is indebted to Klaus, you know? So I don't know. Maybe there's a grand scheme somewhere I don't know. Does his blood do something besides cure the bite?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. I don't think it's like true blood where you can actually be attached to someone from taking their blood.
Yeah,
I think
Damon didn't have any effects other than surviving, it seems like, right? I don't think he did. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So that was the episode was really all about her birthday or funeral or whatever you want to call it. And
creepy.
Yeah,
that was kind of creepy. I was like, well, it's kind of cool that they went that way, but it's also kind of creeping me out.
Yep.
So Elena, Bonnie, and Matt were trying to, you know, give her some kind of you know, big day, because Caroline is always like that. She, you know, always loved her birthday. It was the best day in the world for her. And all of a sudden she's just depressed and doesn't want to celebrate. So they find a way to do that. And, you know, as we talked about in the process, she got bit by Tyler. Oh, Tyler. Also, Damon and Stefan is going through this negotiation thing with Klaus, like, no, I'm not going to get your hybrids out of town, or you're never going to see your coffins again. And, you know, he starts killing them, and there was that confrontation scene where he just, like, did he like take the head off that hybrid in the house? Remember when
he went to visit
Klaus? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. He took the knife and went and just said, you know, kind of like your move or something.
Yep, that head did roll.
Yeah,
it is old.
He really pushed it, and then again he pushed it at the end. When, you know, Damon was like, give it up, you know, because people are going to get hurt. And, you know, Stefan was like, I don't care anymore. And then took Elena, like the thing that Klaus needs to make more hybrids, and put her in that car. And like, that was so horrible what he did, because he took her in that car and called Klaus and said, I'm going to drive her off the bridge, which is the same bridge her parents died. That was,
That was messed up. I thought Stefan went way too far with that.
Oh, and so did Elena. She was in tears. And I don't know. It's like, did you guys think that Stefan even felt any remorse for doing that? Like,
at the time?
I think he did.
At the time, no. But, well, anyways, yeah, at the time, it didn't seem like it, at least.
Yeah, right? He seems like, at this point, he seems just so gone. Like, what a dick, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think he was really confident with his decision. I think he really felt that Klaus would back off, you know? And I think he took a chance. I think he took a chance with that, because I think, weren't they pretty relieved at the last scene? Or
yeah, even Damon said, like, it sucks, but it was, you know, a good move on Stefan's part, because now they have Klaus where he wants it. They want it.
Right. That's true. I want to mention that scene at the end where Matt and Elena were talking, and she was like, I'm, you know, basically like, I'm not that girl anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to be that girl. And he's like, well, you're not anymore, you know, you're different now. I don't know, that scene, I teared up during that scene for whatever reason. I thought it was so heartwarming and sort of like the change in Elena that mm-hmm. she needed, sort of like she's been practicing, she's been fighting, and she's been kind of going through some stuff, but it was sort of like that moment that she knew she could never go back. Like I'm she's a changed woman or girl, whatever you want to call it, right?
It was really good that they addressed it also, because I think we see the through all the previous episodes, we see the physical change in her and also emotional. And it's good to see the recognition that she has mm-hmm. and that that Matt also, her friends also recognize that she changed and is helping her accept that fact and, you know, say goodbye to her old self and, you know, kind of welcome her new self in a way
yeah.
and accept the fact that it's okay to change due to all these circumstances, yeah. you know?
I actually watched that scene twice. I was like, oh, I love Elena so much. And I was like, oh, she's becoming a woman. Yay.
I know.
Now, that's really well done. What did you guys think? You know, another founders meeting, another founders party.
Oh, I love the comment.
What did you guys think of Tyler's mom sort of making that deal with Klaus?
I was like, I wanted her to be compelled for her to make that.
And she wasn't. You know, she's taking Vervain, right? She's been drinking Vervain.
Yeah, she's taking Vervain. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's why I felt that was. I felt that was like the writers just going, "Oh, we need to rush through this to make this to get this part of the plot rolling." Because I didn't believe that she would strike that deal with Klaus without some other kind of pressure being applied to her.
Yeah, she just kind of rolled over. I was like, what? And not that she would give up a fight, because obviously Klaus could take her, but you know what I mean? Like, I would have thought she would have negotiated more or just said, I have to think about it or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I thought she would have gone to Damon or somebody else that was in the meeting and discussed it with them and said, like, hey, what do you think I should do or something like that?
So yeah, I was a little disappointed by that, but I guess they were just trying to make sure nobody else died. I don't know. But it's just weird that all of a sudden, Stefan is the one who's going to be in trouble. And, you know, Damon's like, what? What are you, I was totally with Damon. I was like, what are you talking about? This is the guy that's, you know, turning people into hybrids and killing everybody. And you want an alliance with him? That's just, I don't know. Maybe it was just a desperate move in her part. I don't know.
Yeah, it felt kind of weak to me.
I wonder if that scene, that whole founder's party, was also to introduce the new quote-unquote love interest for Alaric,
definitely.
I don't know. And then also kind of like that ex-boyfriend, you know, how he's the medical examiner and he finds everything to be animal attacks, you know?
Yes, animal those attacks.
Right. So I didn't really enjoy that. I mean, I didn't really care for the scene as much as the other scenes for that episode.
Yeah, me too. I guess that character, Dr. Fell, Meredith, I guess, is a huge... Now, people who've read the books, I guess, apparently have been waiting for this character to show up. Important in the books, and she does have a relationship with Alaric in the books. So, good to know. So she's a big deal. Like, if we had been reading the books, I think we probably would have been like, yay, Meredith's here for whatever reason, you know, but we don't really know her since we're just watching this show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I think... okay. Yeah, that's good. Because I was really suspicious of her when she first kind of got introduced, you know? Mm. There was just something. So is she Caroline's sister? Like, who's Fell?
She's just another of the...
Oh, another family.
Yeah,
okay.
Another family of the founders, yeah.
Okay.
And she's not a supernatural. She's just... A human. Like, I mean, it works with Alaric, right? He's a slayer. She's kind of like in that same vein, I guess.
Yes.
At least as far as we know. I guess she's more important than we know, at least they go with the books. I guess she's important somehow. And as we know, I think we talked about this in the last episode, but she in real life is Paul Wesley's wife, she's Paul Wesley's wife. So
really,
she is. Oh wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's married to Paul Wesley. So that scene where she's talking to Lark, and then all of a sudden it's like she leaves, she exits, and then he comes in, and then he's gonna kill one of the hybrids, and that it was just kind of like, wow, okay, interesting. I don't know. They haven't had a scene together yet, but it'll yeah, that's his real life lady. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we covered everything for this episode, right? The episode 11? Anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and move into episode 12, The Ties That Bind. Now that is pretty much fresh on my mind. I'm just trying to think where we should start. There's lots of stuff going on. Bonnie, we meet Bonnie's mom. She has the dream of being in that coffin. That's the way the episode starts out. Mm-hmm. And the only way that she can get out is through her mom opening that coffin. What do we think of the mom and all the revelations that came with that?
Kind of trust her at first.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I felt like I couldn't trust her. And honestly enough, we couldn't trust her after about halfway through the episode. We found out that she had been, she was compelled or something.
She's,
go ahead.
She's compelled by Klaus, right?
Yeah.
Because, and we didn't know this at the time, but I guess, you know, they just wanted to know, what was the reason why they compelled Bonnie's mom? I mean, Bonnie's mom ended up, like, putting Bonnie unconscious.
I don't think and even she
wanted
was...
her to find out where the coffins were.
Oh, or he was going to make people commit suicide.
Or but they were going to make her stepson commit, shoot yeah. himself.
Jamie. Yeah. I think the stepson was compelled, but I think she was she was not compelled, but she knew what was going to happen to her stepson if she didn't follow Klaus's marching
order. So she was compelled by what was her stepson's name? Jamie's
compulsion. Yeah.
That's true. And we find out that she lost all her powers because it took a lot to. Because originally Michael came into Mystic Falls. Oh, and she was also best friends with Elena's mom.
Yeah, I like that backstory because I don't think I feel like the piece of the puzzle, like all the you know history about their families and stuff. I thought that was kind of like placed, you know. So it's kind of nice to know.
Yeah, I like that too. And so Michael was the one who was looking for the doppelganger, and then Bonnie's mom fought that off. In the meantime, that ended up. You know, she lost all her powers and she had to leave, I guess, in order to protect everybody. And, it was a good backstory there. And now she wants her powers back. She thinks that Bonnie can help her get her powers back.
Well, I think she doesn't, I think she said she didn't actually want them back, but she would do it for Bonnie if that's what
right,
Bonnie
true.
Wanted.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So that was interesting.
I still didn't quite understand why she didn't ever even check on Bonnie, because I felt that still makes me feel a little bit ambivalent.
Yeah, she didn't even know that the grandma died, or that.
Yeah, that she had cut herself off so completely. She didn't know about the grandmother's death or anything about Bonnie, and so because I mean maybe we'll find out more later, but I would want some kind of explanation like, oh, I had to do this horrible thing to fight off Michael, so I couldn't, you know, I didn't. That's what kept me from coming back. But it just seemed like she was like, oh, I wanted to start a new life and start over. So I just tried to forget about you.
Maybe it was protection and like not like if she was compelled, like she wouldn't give up any information of I don't know. I'm just trying to think of.
Yeah. I mean, maybe something like that will come out later. But
yeah. Otherwise, we're still dubious of her.
Yes.
All right. So in the meantime, Stefan follows Elena and Bonnie and gets kind of mixed up in all of this. The cousin, wait, what's his, the cousin?
Jesse, the stepson.
shoots it with wood and buckshot.
Shoots poor Stefan. That's what he's supposed to do. He's compelled to do that. And in the meantime, you know, Elena's showing her strength here, gets out of the situation, knocks what's his face out cold. And then help Stefan sort of pull out those chunky pieces away from his heart.
You know, when Stefan first said, oh, you got to get the wood pieces out of me. I can feel them close to my heart. I was like, is he going to ask her to, like, suck it out? Because that was a total ripoff of True Blood.
That's true.
I was
going to
say, yeah, if it was True Blood.
Then... Oh, yeah. That's so true. I forgot about that. But Elena just sticks her hands in there and gets the pieces out. And in the end tells him, oh, I should tell you, I kissed Damon.
Oh, God. And he looks so hurt.
I love that reaction of his. That was like one of the best moments.
Yep.
It was like such the quiet response. The eyes told you everything, how hurt he was. And the fact that, yes, of course he still felt stuff for Elena. And he had to push it away to protect her. And, you know, the only way that he really thought how to do that and to survive and have everybody survive was for him to be a jerk. But that pain, oh, man, I was like, oh, I missed Elena.
Yeah. Aww. I did. That was really, really good. That was really well done.
And, you know, then she goes out and talks to him, like, can you just talk to me? Can you say something? And he's just like, you know, you shouldn't have lied or whatever. And.
And that's also where he showed he was sorry for kidnapping her and doing the whole driving crazy, going across the bridge and risking her life.
He admitted he was wrong. And what'd we think about him returning and smacking Damon right in the jaw?
Well, that's pretty. It's what you kind of expect.
Boys will be boys.
Yeah. I was glad he did it. So,
me too.
Yeah, I was kind of glad, but you know, I liked what he said. Elena is too good for him, and also Damon, both of them. So I hope maybe Elena will just kind of be single for a bit and be strong on her own.
Yeah.
And so we'll see.
We support that, Elena. Be single and strong. But that was good. I love that. And Damon's like, oh, I guess you guys had a heart to heart. Oh, Damon. All right. What else happened in this episode? Oh, you know what? Just to backtrack in the last episode, that seemed like the final goodbye for Jeremy in the last episode, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to add that in. I guess we find out more. We see more about Dr. Fell and Alaric and their relationship. She's given vampire blood. Oh, sorry. Almost forgot another big story. But the person she's giving vampire blood to is Carolyn's dad.
Yep.
So it's like, oh, wait a minute. So now he's trying to help her. And her quote-unquote boyfriend, I don't know what Tyler is anymore, but it seems like he's turned his thoughts around about the supernatural.
Yeah, he did mention something. He kind of alluded to making a mistake and wanting to make it right, and that was the reason why he's helping Tyler, because he understands making a mistake.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Tyler was the one that had called him in the first place to say, hey, I need help, because I know that you're able to keep yourself from being compelled. Can you help me with my problem with Klaus? So thought it was kind of cool that Caroline's father came back just to help Tyler and her develop a better relationship between the two of them.
Right, yeah, resisting the compulsion and then resisting the sire bond.
Yeah.
So then he would have to to break the sire bond, he would have to change, and because then that shows that he is going against Klaus, basically. Like, he's controlling when he's changing, and how he changes, and I think he's going to have to go through that a few times before it actually works, maybe?
Because Caroline's dad wants him to get to the point where it doesn't hurt him anymore, and he's not in pain during his changing, and he's, like, able to do it just by, you know, setting his mind to it.
Yes.
So.
That was really painful to watch for me. All the sound effects, and...
you get the bone crunching.
And then just watching him in all the, you know, different... body position, like just his arm and body parts in different positions. I felt really bad for Tyler, but I was glad that he had that drive to want to do this for Caroline, you know?
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, we like Daddy.
Yeah. I was trying to remember when he left before did he leave in some kind of state where he was? He did felt like he had misstepped or done something wrong? Because you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
He did? Okay.
He kind
okay,
of well, apologized then it kind of the last sense. Time we saw him.
But he also, yeah. wasn't he compelled to leave too? Like leave town? That was the
That's
part
what
where
I don't remember, yeah.
Because I remember I can picture him driving away, but I can't remember if he was compelled to leave or he just left on his own.
Mm. I thought he left on his own, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, that no, was, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, nothing.
So the father ended up getting attacked by Tyler, which I thought was kind of a funny little turnaround. And then... It was interesting to me that Dr. Fell, or she was confronted by Damon, because Damon was like, yeah, she's a psycho girlfriend. You shouldn't be with her, Alaric. And then she ended up, what did she do? Vervain him and
yes.
took his blood and then saved Caroline's father with Damon's blood. I was like, oh ironic.
Yeah, very ironic, right?
Uh-huh. I was waiting for her to be bad. I was just like, oh, I knew it. She was bad. And then she, you know, when she stuck the vervain needle in and then he collapsed and then she started to get the blood. And I was like, gosh, what does she need it for? And then a couple of
sell it on the black market.
Yeah. yeah. Like V. But and then when I, you know, a couple of scenes later, I was like, wow, OK, that's pretty nice. Because Alara came to confront her about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe she really is a good person.
Yeah, saving those who I guess can't be saved medically. Or
yeah,
with-
she said she hated watching people die, so that's why she was using the vampire blood.
Yeah, because she knew she couldn't save them. So
now I just wonder who did actually stake that medical examiner.
Yes, it was a murder, not an animal attack.
Nope.
Maybe it was her.
Maybe she's both good and bad. So that'll be interesting to see.
She didn't do it though, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's true. Who do we believe?
I know who do we believe, right?
Okay, so at the end, I almost said the wrong name. Klaus got his coffins back, except for there was supposedly one missing. But then I saw it at the end. Right?
Where did you see it at the end?
Well, didn't I see it at the end? At the end?
You did?
Oh,
it's Damon took it and hid it. But
that's what I thought. But then I thought I saw fourth at the end when, okay, here we go.
With Klaus? I don't think
no,
so. I think
when,
it was just...
When the person that I'm about to say reappeared. So
I knew Elijah was going to come back. I love it. That was like the highlight.
Was the highlight of the episode for me too.
Yeah, that was
like,
awesome.
Elijah! Oh my god.
There's something about him that I just find more more intimidating or just more fierce compared to Klaus. Like Klaus is just this lunatic, you know, like empire. But I hope it. And when he said, "What's going on?" or "What have I missed?" I hope he is. I hope he's not going to join Klaus. Too.
Well, he's definitely pissed at Klaus because Klaus betrayed him like I don't know how many times. But
right. Oh, see, I can't
count.
Remember.
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember if he betrayed Klaus or the Stefan brothers.
Elijah had betrayed the Stefan brothers for Klaus in that last thing, and then.
Well, because he wanted his family too. He wanted the rest of his family.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
I was
pissed off at.
Yeah, not just because of he wanted to kill Klaus, and you know they had that deal. But then you know Klaus was like hanging overhead. You'll never know where your family is. And then
Remember
we were so mad at Elijah. I was like, come on, Elijah.
So okay, so when you're saying that when Elijah, you know,
I thought at the end when he pulled that heart out of the hybrid's chest and said, "What did I miss, brother?" or "Klaus, what did I miss?" I thought I saw a coffin behind there, but I'm probably wrong.
I don't. I'm pretty sure it's just the three in
okay,
there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Well, the three are in that old witch house, and then Klaus was in another like that mansion that he was trying to remodel. Mm-hmm. And then the Stefan and Damon, like when Damon showed the dagger, I think they were mentioning like, oh, it's I can only get one out. He didn't
previously
mention the location.
Yeah.
But when he showed the dagger, that was when they cut to Klaus. That Klaus.
So he speared away one of the coffins and took the dagger out of Elijah. That was all he was able to do before Klaus came back.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that was awesome. I didn't see that coming at all. That was beautiful.
No, I didn't. I was hoping for Elijah to return.
Because, and that's also why I think Damon did it, is that he knows Elijah's super pissed at Klaus now. I mean, even more than he was before. So it would behoove him to, you know, bring him back. So there's something screwing up Klaus's plans a little bit.
And
yes.
Do we know where Klaus has put Rebecca, or has he just put her somewhere else? He's not with that. She's not with all of them, right?
Maybe yeah, that's a coffin you saw.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Oh, maybe that's the fourth.
That would make sense.
With the head sliced off, she pushed the coffin away. I remember they were in that workroom.
That's right. That's
maybe
right.
That's the fourth then. So
that's
then there's the other one.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, there's four. But who? And then I forgot about Rebecca. Okay, so
that makes sense. Then
that probably would have been. I'm on the website right now, trying to go to the full episode and trying to like get to the end of the episode right now.
Wait, I can pull up my Amazon copy. Let's
see. Yeah, why don't you do that? I love it. New turn. Elijah's back. Thank God. I was like, when is somebody going to pull? Like, I was waiting for Stefan to do it or somebody. He's got all the family there, right? Like, pull out the dagger, dang. Just do it.
Elijah's back and you're going to be sorry.
He's got a haircut since we last saw him, too.
Yeah, right. I didn't know their hair.
Oh, he had some time.
Maybe one of the hybrids like trims them.
Yeah, right.
Oh yes, original. Here, I need to give you the latest haircut. You can't look
so
like
so you it. Fit in with the crowds.
This is so 18th century. This needs
so
to change.
Yeah, so we need to fix that. Are you looking now, Josh? Did you have any?
Yeah, it's loading really slowly though.
Okay, so never mind. I can't get to my episode either. But all right. Well, I think we covered everything for that episode too, right? Did we miss anything?
I think that's all.
Okay. Any bets on what's going to happen with Elijah in the next coming episodes?
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. I hope. Oh, you know who I miss? Catherine. So
me
I was
too.
I was,
yeah, maybe it's time for her to come back.
So I don't know. I kind of, I don't know where it's going to go. I feel like this is where I'm kind of lost now. Now it's getting a bit, maybe some book references coming into the TV show, you know? And,
yeah, it's really interesting like, that Fel is from the book, because when she was introduced, I was almost thinking, oh, well, the script writers want to have something for Lark to do. So
right.
They're bringing in a love interest, but nope, she's actually from
the
original.
Well, they do need something for him to do, but
yeah,
this is, I guess, finally aligned with the books. So, I'm not quite sure what to think of her either. I'm kind of like, I could do with or without, you know? But
I don't trust her.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't trust her at all, huh?
She seems like such a nice girl, goody-goody, you know, stealing vampire blood for humans, but I don't trust her.
Maybe she saves the sick but stakes the living.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's right. Seriously, if she killed the other guy, I mean, come on. Stephanie, any thoughts?
I like her. I'm actually intrigued by her character, and I don't know. I do think that there might be a bit of like vigilante in her. Like she does good things, but she'll also do bad things in the name of the good.
Mm.
I'm just guessing here, but it would be interesting to have a character like that who does both good and bad for.
There's four coffins. You're right.
Oh,
and
thank
it's,
you.
It's got to be Rebecca. Yeah, it's got to be Rebecca because it was a hybrid. It's that hybrid guy was wheeling in the fourth one into the room.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that's Rebecca.
That makes sense then. Yeah,
I bet those are all the three they just found and that the other one is
Rebecca.
Is Rebecca.
Yeah.
Because there was four, so you're missing one. And so you add Rebecca into that mix since he put her back to sleep. You put her back to sleep. Can't really kill her unless you have that one stake that no longer exists. The last one, right? I'm sure there's going to be another one to pop up somewhere.
Did you guys ever, like, I missed last week's or the last recording. Guys talk about like any ideas about that main coffin, like who it could be?
Because we thought it was the mom.
Yeah.
Oh, the mom. Okay.
Facebook users seem to think it's the mom as well. I had a little poll.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Good to know.
And since she's like an original witch, like super powerful witch, maybe she can, you know,
seal herself in there.
Okay, I thought it was that other woman that was the witch, but it's the mom is the witch. Because remember, there was another woman?
They both were witches, but you're right. But she was, the mom was the original witch.
Got it. Okay. I was totally just kind of like, who is in there? Okay.
I think it's got to be that. And Damon was asking Klaus, like, who is that that you got in there or whatever? Did he try and guess that? No.
I don't remember.
I thought he was trying to guess, and I thought maybe that slipped out, but maybe that's just me.
Oh, they did it. Yeah, they did it. They didn't actually guess who it was, but they were in the earlier of the two episodes we talked about. They did total up, like, okay, so this is the one person and the other, and we don't know who the hell is in that, you know, in that last coffin. So,
and why is it all chained up?
So they did mention that, but yeah.
Right, and Bonnie was trying to open it because it's the only one that she can't open.
But they never mentioned who it was during that scene.
No.
No. And then you guys think it's the mom. Okay, yeah, no, good, okay. I think that's a good... that's a good guess for sure.
Well, because shouldn't she be really the one pissed off now?
But then how would she be alive? Did she change? Was she turned into a vampire?
Well, we were told that she never turned by Rebecca, but maybe we don't know the full story. I don't know.
Right, but then how could she live all these years?
Maybe she has a ring.
Oh my God.
The 500th ring or the original ring.
Klaus is the one who supposedly killed her, so only he really knows what happened.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Because Rebecca believes she's dead as well. She didn't do anything. Like, say, oh wait, I know she's in the coffin, so she can't be dead. So that is interesting.
Correct me if I'm wrong. When they did the flashback, you know, back in the day, they were in this new, you know, area, and then when they all believed that it was the dad who killed, but didn't they have a burial for the mom? I thought
they
could have. Then that was Elijah, Klaus, Rebecca. Then they held hands. They were like,
I thought that maybe was for the boy who got killed, which was the reason why the dad was so mad with Klaus.
Okay. Wow.
But I'm not sure.
No. Okay. I need to rewatch some of the parts now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Well, I can't remember now.
It's either the mom and my original guess. I kind of was like, oh, I wonder if it's that other witch. Because she wasn't going to help them perform. So I guess we'll see in the next coming episodes.
Yeah. I think we're going to meet the brothers soon, the other two brothers of the original family that we never really, wasn't really talked about yet. But if you go to last episode, Lynn, we went to Vampire Diaries Wiki and we were like, oh, it's this brother and this brother's coming up soon. But we are going to meet some brothers soon. I don't know if that means in flashbacks or like
their daggers get taken out.
Yep. Maybe Elijah awakens them, like, okay, let's. Well, because he said, didn't Klaus in this episode say something like, we're all going to be together soon or something?
I think he did. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I just want to know what Klaus's plan is, because it's like, it's driving me crazy because I don't want to guess.
Do you think he even has a plan? Do you think he's like... Or is he just mad? You know what I mean? Or is he just crazy? And he, I don't know. That whole thing about being a hybrid and not wanting to be alone and all that stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sometimes I think he doesn't really know what he's doing.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of lean more towards that. But not sure, but yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, I think that does it for this episode of Bike Club Show. Thanks, guys. We're back. Man, can't wait for next week. So, any parting words before we say goodbye?
Looking forward to the next episode.
Same here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, until next time, bye.
Bye. Bye.